Dark Cast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Montezuma's Revenge.
But it can't just, I mean, like, is it just me? Because the kids and mom ate the same shit that I ate and drank, so.
Did you drink mixed drinks, though?
Yeah.
It's the ice.
But mom had drinks, too.
Did she have as many as you had?
No.
Like, don't act like y'all did the same exact fucking thing. Like,
what are you talking about?
You're going to turn me into a lawyer, huh? How many did she have? One drink. How many did you have?
No.
Oh, gosh. So, Brandy, we're back. We took a little break. Brandy went on vacation, y'all. It's true. She did. She always says she doesn't go anywhere. Tell us about your trip, Brandy. How was your week?
I don't go anywhere. This is like the first time I've gone anywhere in like 7 years. This is how my voice is.
Oh, you're weak.
I came back with fucking laryngitis and fucking mud butt, as you say. This is my high octave right now.
This is how you know it was a good time. You come back real fucked up.
Do I need to be in the hospital to have a better time?
Oh, girl, sometimes you don't come back. That's when you know you had the best time.
Yeah, right.
I'm kidding. That's horrible. Well, that's cool. So, do you want to tell us what you did?
No.
You want to tell us where you went?
No, I went on a cruise to Mexico. I didn't even step off the boat. The kids had fun. They enjoyed it. Water slides and hot tubs. And I had all the drinks. I should have got the drink package, but I did not. I saw that bracelet, the bracelet that you gave me for Mother's Day. They had that in the little, one of the stores.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh. So I bought some earrings that match. So now I have,
oh.
I have some matching jewelry.
Okay, girlfriend. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you had fun. Grandma would be like, well, what's going on? How come they didn't take us? We need to go on vacation.
Well, she thought we were in
Louisiana.
Yes.
She kept saying that. I was like, no, they're on a boat.
Yeah,
they're in a cruise.
She thought we were in Brobridge. She was like, well, we used to go over there like every other weekend. I was like, oh, really? She's like, yeah. I was like, well, next time you want to go. She was like, oh, we'll see. Is what she said. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, Grandma, sounds good. There's a lot of that this weekend. Okay, Grandma, sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, have you started watching The Real Housewives of Dubai?
I caught some of it. Like, there was something about a girl dating a married man or something that I saw, and I was like, what?
Mm-mm.
And I couldn't, I didn't pay attention. Or somebody that she was dating is married or something. I don't know.
No, she's dating a one woman by the name of Carol is married or marrying a younger guy. He's like 20 years her junior. And she was married and then met this guy. Now she's getting married. But I don't know about nobody's dating. No.
It was the chick that resembles Iman, her daughter.
Oh, she has like, she thinks she's the fucking shit. Chanel Aya. I think that's her name. But she's just like, I am the fucking shit. Don't I look fabulous? I'm like, everybody wants to know what's going on with me. Because she's like, I'm the first black supermodel in IAE. You know, the first black supermodel. So she just thinks her shit don't stink. And everybody
hates her.
There's people who are just like, okay, settle down.
Yeah.
And like she said, I am a bad bitch in like 5 different languages. I was like, stop it right now.
Oh, God.
Stop it right now. She was like,
that's obnoxious.
It is very obnoxious in like Swahili and French and some other African language because she's from Kenya. Because at first I was like, oh, she looks like she could be Ethiopian.
Right.
That's the vibe I was getting. But she said she's from Kenya.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And, like, you know, her husband took her out of squalor and was like, oh, you know, you should model. And then now her head's fucking huge.
That's her husband?
The white dude?
Yeah. I thought she said something about a married man. I mean, I guess if it's her husband, then he is a married man. But again, I wasn't really paying attention to it. I just heard her say something, and I was like, "Huh?" And that was it.
Yeah. It's interesting. I've only watched 2 episodes.
There's only 2 episodes.
That's the reason. And I'm definitely looking forward to see who's got some fraud going on. Because, you know, Andy gets somebody that got some fucking shit in their background.
Well, it's in Dubai, so who knows what the laws are there.
Girl, because they can't buy alcohol. Alcohol is really controlled in the restaurants. So in the restaurants, you could drink, but you can't buy alcohol freely. They did, like, this boat party, and they were able to, like, consume alcohol on the water. It's weird.
Yeah, because, like, in the United Arab Emirates, that's a Muslim country, and I believe they're under Sharia law, which is like you can't do shit, like especially if you're a woman. Yeah. But it might not be under Sharia law because there's a lot of women that don't walk around with, you know, covered up and all that stuff. So who knows?
Yeah, it's interesting. And they're always like, oh, you know, if you want to reinvent yourself, like go to IAE or go to whatever, but you have to have a lot of fucking money.
UAE. Yeah, you do.
You have to have a lot of fucking money.
Yep. That's why rich people vacation there.
Oh, yeah. I think fucking Phaedra is going to show up on an episode.
No, thank you.
I think she's going to show up on an episode. Phaedra Parks from Atlanta.
Whatever.
Yes, ma'am. Say, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's both, bitches.
Whoop, whoop. Hello, listeners. Welcome. Thank you for being here with us. And thank you for joining. If this is your first episode, what's happening? I'm so happy you're here. If you aren't already, you can connect with us on social. You can meet us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. We have a website, bookoflicepodcast.com, and we also have Patreon. We need to talk about that later. Patreon.com/Book of Lies Podcast. Hi, patrons. How are you guys doing? Some of you guys may have received something in the mail. It is a special golf pass for Jamal's first annual golf tournament. And they're cute. Have fun with those. Brandy, what are we talking about today?
It is Pride Month. And so in honor of Pride Month, we have a crazy LGBTQIA story by the name of Skylar DeLeon. This episode involves murder. It involves torture.
Oh, no.
And it involves self-mutilation.
So that was your trigger warning?
Yes.
That was your trigger warning.
That's a trigger warning, just so you know. Okay, so Skylar Preciosa DeLeon was born John Julius Jacobson Jr.
Jesus.
On August 12th, 1979. In Sun Valley, California.
Oh, great. I knew it was a Californian. I knew it. We're crazy too, guys. It's not just Florida.
So Skylar was born to a drug dealer father and a drug addicted mother, and she was basically abused. The parents wanted to make money off the kids, so the dad signed them up to be child actors. Apparently, Skylar had a background person, extra role in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So that was, like, the only, like, real working actor job that Skylar ever had.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah. Like, okay, cool. So, did I ever tell you that I worked with a Power Ranger?
I feel
the
like
Red Ranger.
The one with the sword?
The little one. He was short.
You can humor me.
Well, I don't remember what his name was, but he was kind of a dick.
Where did you work with them at?
At, you know, remember those shitty jobs that, like, they would come for a tryout and then they'd take your ass off into, like, oblivion and you have to walk around trying to sell shit to businesses? It was one of those.
Oh, and was he the shitty guy trying to get you to sell stuff?
No, he was already working there at the time. But it was funny because they had a picture of him, like he had a signed picture of him as the Red Ranger, you know, without his mask on. It was a black and white picture. And I was just like, God, you're a douche, dude. Like, but he was an asshole. Like, I didn't like him.
Asshole.
I only worked with him for a day, but yeah. yeah, anyway, so yeah, Power Rangers. Woo-hoo-hoo. Skylar obviously decided to stop acting because acting was not making her any money. So she joined the Marines at the age of 20. And after 15 days, she ran off to Mexico and deserted and thus was dishonorably discharged. And she came back to California and worked all kinds of different jobs from being a real estate appraiser to doing janitorial work. But she was cute as a male. She was cute. And she went online and met a woman by the name of Jennifer Henderson, who was raised by evangelical parents. So she was raised in a household where, you know, you went to church every Sunday and you didn't do bad things and, you know, you act right. So Jennifer, you know, she grew up, she became a hairdresser, and she and Skylar met online, and the two fell into a whirlwind romance. But Skylar was a fucking liar. Skylar told Jennifer that she was a sniper in the Army or in the Marines, and that she, you know, was... And, like, just made up stories. She would make up stories about herself.
And you were in the Marines for 15 days, boot camp.
Exactly. You went for 15 days, and then you ran away.
Girl, bye.
So, Jennifer, you know, fell in love with Skylar. And also the parents also fell in love with Skylar. And they adopted her, basically embraced her into the family. So, Skylar and Jennifer got married. And they moved into a tiny, tiny, tiny apartment in Orange County. And then Jennifer got pregnant. And so they had a daughter. And Jennifer went back to work as a hairdresser. And Skylar was a stay-at-home dad. So Skylar did not have a job, wasn't making any money. And Jennifer was like, yeah, I wanted to marry a rich man. So
you told me you were like, super badass.
So, you know, what does one do when one wants to make their spouse happy? You get desperate and you turn to a life of crime.
Oh, no.
So, in order to try to provide the kind of lifestyle that Jennifer wanted, because Jennifer wanted to, like, live a lavish lifestyle. She didn't want to be struggling and she didn't want to live in a tiny apartment. They said the apartment was, like, half of the size of a garage, which is crazy. So Skylar decided to do a burglary and wasn't very good at it because the guy was there and the guy chased Skylar down and then Skylar was arrested. So you get arrested, you go to trial, get sentenced to 12 months in jail, but instead of going to county jail, somehow Skylar managed to bargain into the Seal Beach City Jail, which is a pay-to-stay jail. So basically you have to pay for your own prison time while you're there. It's a private jail.
Can I go to private jail, please?
Also,
you have to have money for that, though, right?
Right, because they had been borrowing money from Jennifer's parents. Mm-hmm. So they're just borrowing thousands and thousands of dollars. And Jennifer's dad also paid for Skylar to be on a work furlough program. So what I'm not understanding is you have to pay for the work furlough program, but the work furlough program, don't you get paid for that? I know they get to go off, you know, off the prison site or the jail site.
They get paid more. Like my baby daddy did, like worked for the fire, like I want to call Fish and Wildlife or the fire people. and wildfires.
The Forest Service.
There it is. And so he would just get paid more than he would get paid as, like, working in the kitchen or doing something like that. He just got more money hourly.
Mm-hmm.
And
regardless, they borrowed a bunch of money from their parents.
And why is he doing Life of Crime if they're borrowing money? Like, he's
because they don't want to be. She don't want to be borrowing money.
Yeah, nobody does.
No, yeah, so Jennifer is like, we need to stop borrowing money from my parents. We need, you know, you need to do something. I'm a hairdresser. I make money doing hairdresser. And she was the sole provider, so.
Yeah, that's stressful.
Skylar was like, I need to do something. So in 2004, Skylar comes out and decides that she's going to start a diving business. So she goes to Jennifer's father and is like, I have an idea, you know, to become legitimate. Because, again, this person is now an ex-con and really has no skills. Like, went from the military, the Marines for 15 days, to doing janitorial, to being a real estate appraiser, to just doing random jobs, but never actually gaining any type of skills.
Mm-hmm.
So they live in Orange County, which, you know, they're by the ocean. So what better job than, you know, or what better way to make money than to become a dive instructor or doing dive tours? So he borrows more, or she borrows more money from the father-in-law for the classes that she needs to get licensed and to get, she starts looking for a boat because while they're making money off of this dive tours, they also want to live on the boat because it'd probably be better than living in a shoebox apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Jennifer's pregnant again.
Gosh darn it. How many, do they just have one now have another one coming?
Yeah. They're going to have another baby. This is like 2004, they're about to have another baby. Looking through the, you know, the boat ads or whatever, Skylar finds a 55-foot yacht that's for sale. The owners are a couple named Tom and Jackie Hawks, and they had bought the boat after he retired because they planned to live at sea. But when their first grandson was born, they changed their minds and they decided they were going to sell the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're going to sell the boat and live on land. Tom and Jackie then go missing. They go missing, and their family reports them missing. And so, you know, the police show up at the boat where their last known residence is, and they come knocking. One of the investigators sees a red spot on the top deck of the boat, and they're like, okay, well, that is possibly blood. And the other investigator's like, well, break the door down. So, you know, that gave them probable cause to enter the premises, as they say. They go and they look around the boat. They find a receipt for Clorox, trash bags, and Tums.
What'd the Tums do?
That was just on the receipt.
He felt sick after doing a bunch of bullshit. Or she, excuse me.
They. Yeah, she, yeah, who knows? But the receipt had, was like two things of Clorox, a thing of Hefty bags, and some Tums. And the police are like, what the hell? This could be, you know, them just buying cleaning supplies because they're selling the boat and they want to clean it.
Mm-hmm.
Or this could be something else.
Foul play.
So they go and investigate. Then they go back to the family and they're like, do you know anything about this? And he's like, well, yeah, my brother, they're talking to the brother of Tom Hawks. My brother was going to sell the boat to this guy or to this person named Skylar. So they go and they find Skylar and they look up Skylar and they realize that Skylar has a record.
Great.
And they're like, okay, we need to talk to Skylar. They talk to Skylar and they show up. They show up to Jennifer's parents' church because apparently, you know, they're still church people. So they show up to the church where Skylar and Jennifer and the daughter, the little baby girl, is they're cleaning the Bible school classrooms. They're cleaning the Bible school classrooms. You know, they're volunteering their time at the church.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they ask him about the Hawkses, and Skylar's like, yeah, we bought a boat from them. We paid $500,000 cash.
$500,000 cash.
$500,000 cash.
Okay.
And they produce proof of purchase documents.
Okay.
That have the signatures from the Hawks. It's notarized. It has a witness. It's everything is
seems legit.
Yeah, it all looks legit. So, you know, they ask them a few more questions and then they leave. But they're like, something's not right here. Something's amiss. So they call Skylar back the next day to the precinct or the off the fucking station to ask more questions. And so the officer's like, how are you, an unemployed ex-con, able to purchase a $500,000, a $500,000 boat?
I agree. These are great questions.
With cash.
Where'd the money come from, dog?
Skylar's like, well,
I won the lotto.
I'm going to tell you this. It's from a drug deal. We, you know, I was involved in something to do with like a drug. They like ripped off a drug dealer or something.
Oh my God. So I committed a crime.
Right.
Dumb.
Right. But the officer like, well, this is a missing persons case. This is not, you know, a drug DEA case. So whatever, they just let it slide. But Skylar's like, you know, and so now I'm sitting on all this money that I have no way to spend. They let Skylar go. They're just like, okay, cool. Oh, but they're like, you know, do you know anything about like where they might be or, you know, what was the conversation that you had? Skylar's like, oh, yeah, they said they were going to go to Mexico. They said they were thinking of moving to Mexico. So the police are like, okay, fine. And the car is missing. So he's like, let's put out a bolo on the car. And they do a media blitz where they're showing the car on TV and they're, you know, posting flyers and, you know, in Mexico. So they contact the Mexican authorities and they work with them. They have fucking, you know, people in Mexico, like, keeping their eyes peeled for this car. And they get a call, like, 3 weeks later. And somebody's like, yeah, this car is in my neighbor's driveway. So they go to Mexico from Orange County and they go where the car is. They knock on the door and it's a man who answers the door. He doesn't speak any English. And so they need a translator or an interpreter. And he tells them, yeah, my son's friend Skylar gave me this car. So Skylar drove the car to Mexico with his pregnant wife, Jennifer, because she's obviously pregnant, right?
Right.
At this point, she's pregnant, like fully on pregnant. Yeah, him and Jennifer, they came and they brought me the car. He gave it to me as a gift. So now the cops are like, damn, we heard the name Skylar again. Something's going on. Skylar, you're being super duper fucking fishy, dude.
You're being messy. You're leaving a fucking trail.
Right, because Skylar knew the guy's friend or the guy's son since they were kids. Skylar's name is brought up again, and police don't have proof of what happened to the Hawks. They don't even have, like, they don't know where the Hawks are. They're still missing. So they just know Skylar brought this car that belonged to the Hawks, and the Hawks didn't sell him the car. He sold him the boat.
Right.
So the police are like, okay, well, we don't know what happened. We have no proof of that he was involved in this, but we're going to arrest him. And yeah. Charge him with money laundering. Oh. Because he said, I'm sitting on all this money that I have no idea how to spend. And you bought a boat with dirty money. You're laundering money. Eek. So he gets arrested. He go to jail. They arrest him and they get a search warrant for his apartment. So they search the DeLeon's apartment or for her apartment. They search the DeLeon's apartment and they find an application for sexual reassignment surgery. Mm. And they find a card for another detective at a different police station.
Oh, great.
So they call this detective and they're like, hey, dude, why are you talking to Skylar? Skylar is a fucking suspect in a murder.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So they found a body on the side of the road in Mexico.
Jeez.
With its throat cut.
Oh my God.
And it turns out that this guy was Skylar's cellmate in Seal Beach Jail.
Okay.
Right, exactly. It's all weird, right? Uh-huh. This whole story is crazy as fuck.
It's NUTS.
Okay, so yeah, and with the sexual reassignment surgery application, Jennifer, you know, she's signed her consent and everything because, you know, that's going to change her life.
Or they have to get their spouse's consent.
Yeah, she goes by she. She, yeah, Jennifer's signature of consent is on it. So they're, you know, basically going to try to undergo this surgery, but the surgery is $15,000. So not only do they need money for the boat, they also need money for this sexual reassignment surgery. All kinds of craziness. So they're looking at, you know, all the information, and they find out that the person who witnessed the proof of purchase documents, the person who, you know, whose witness signature is on it, is a former guard at the Seal Beach Jail as well. So
the bullshit continues.
Yeah, right. And his name is Alonzo McChain. He says that Skylar offered him money to witness this purchase, this, you know, this thing. Mm-hmm. But he says, you know, Skylar has money, so, you know, it's all legit. I witness it. It's all legit. Everything is good. Then they go and find the notary. Mm-hmm. They call the notary in. They talk to the notary. The notary's like, look, Skylar paid me $2,000 to come to this hotel room and backdate and notarize these documents. And I said, sure, you know, I did it. I didn't ask any questions. They didn't tell me anything. I didn't ask anything. Mm-hmm. But the Hawkses were not involved.
They weren't present.
They weren't there. Police are like, okay, cool, thanks.
Thanks for the info.
They go back to Alonzo and they're like, so, notary says, blah, 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 blah. And Skylar's like, I'm fucked, right? So Skylar just fucking spills, drops dime, tells everything. So, okay. Skylar had inquired about this boat and had contacted the Hawkses and was like, you know, I'm interested in buying the boat. Hold them the whole spiel. We want to open a diving business and we want to live on the boat. So Jennifer, Skylar, and the baby, the daughter, mm-hmm. and the very visibly pregnant Jennifer, they go and they meet the Hawkses on the boat and they take a tour of the boat. And that's how they got the Hawkses' trust, was seeing Jennifer pregnant and the kid. They were like, you know, okay, these guys are legitimate buyers. So yeah, we're going to sell to them.
Right.
The next day, Skylar shows up to do the purchase. He shows up with Alonzo and he shows up with a big black man who looks like a fucking linebacker.
He looks like a bouncer.
He looks like a very intimidating man who is impersonating his accountant.
I never seen an accountant look like you before.
His name is John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
That is his name.
That is not his name.
That's his name. Okay. That's his legal name.
Really?
He's a fucking gang member who's been to prison. And he's the muscle. So they get on this boat. Skylar's like, can we take the boat out for a test cruise? They mm-hmm. take the boat out, ambush the family, the Hawkses, tie them up, torture them, basically, get them to sign the proof of purchase documents.
Oh, fuck.
Tie them to an anchor and throw them overboard.
No!
Yep. That's why there's no body. No bodies. Yeah. It's fucked up.
That's terrible.
It's fucked up.
Never give them what they want, ever.
It's all fucked up.
I'm not going to do anything. Just sign it. No. No, I will not.
Yep. Meanwhile, Skylar is on the phone with Jennifer, giving her updates of everything that they're doing on the boat.
Like real shit that's happening?
Every step of the way.
What is Jennifer saying?
Jennifer's in on it. She's not saying anything. Oh, she's like, did you get the boat?
Bitch. Oh, shit. Oh, no. No.
Yeah. So Skylar's already been arrested. He's still in custody. And now they have the story of what happened. And they, you know, they pretty much got corroborating evidence with the they, you know, requisitioned the, or subpoenaed the fucking phone records, that, yeah. You know, so One day, Jennifer, right after she has the baby, she's visiting Skylar in jail, and the cops are like, you're under arrest too, bitch.
Ah, bitch, you knew you going to jail.
Yep. So she goes to jail, and she goes on trial first.
The wife?
Jennifer. Mm-hmm. So Jennifer goes on trial on November 6th of 2006, and she was convicted on November 17th. She was convicted of two counts of murder and sentenced to two terms of life in prison without parole, without the possibility of parole. Meanwhile, while Skylar is still sitting in jail, she decides that she's going to get this sexual reassignment surgery, whether she's in jail or not.
They do that shit in jail?
She takes a razor blade.
She cuts her wiener.
And tries to remove her penis.
Oh my gosh. But so she's like, I'm going to hurt myself and then you guys will have to fix it.
No, she's like, I don't want this dick and you guys, I'm going to take it off.
Oh.
So the, you know, the guards walk by and Skylar bleeding out in the cell. And so rush to the hospital, you know, she's not dead. But, you know, so they have to patch her up.
How'd she get a razor blade?
They can shave in jail. Because remember, she's still in the body of a man.
Y'all shouldn't give them razor blades.
What are they supposed to do? Just grow hairy beards?
Yeah.
That's how they get lice.
Oh, well. Y'all have some nair. Here, use this nair on your face. Cutting your body parts off in here. You can cut people. You guys get nair.
Well, I think
here's some waxing paper. I think
they
have
to, like, you know, they account for all of the sharp objects.
Well, they didn't account for that.
But she wasn't in prison. She was in, you know, county lockup. So, awaiting trial. So, anyway, Skylar gets tried for the murders of Thomas and Jackie Hawks and the murder of her former cellmate, John Jarvie. And
do we know why they killed John Jarvie?
Not a clue. Not a clue. Skylar was, you know, one of those people that was like, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. But the attorney was like, yeah, we know Skylar committed these crimes. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't concerned about the verdict as much as the sentencing. Because this type of crime is murder for financial gain, mm-hmm. money, murder, laying in wait, kidnapping, shit like that. That's all like first degree murder that is punishable by death.
Because it's premeditated.
Right. Well, the attorneys were like, they didn't believe that Skylar deserved to get the death penalty because of mental illness.
Bye.
Because they argued that Skylar was abused, you know, as a child. And of course, with this gender dysphoria, Skylar's mental health was such that he was not, or she was never in her right mind, blah, 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 blah. It didn't matter. She was found guilty and sentenced to death.
Damn.
So,
in 2006?
Skylar went on trial in 2008.
They were still giving death penalties in California? Mm-hmm. Do we still do that here?
I think the governor was like, no more death penalty. But
that's what I was thinking. I thought that was pretty.
But, yeah, no, in 2008, it was still happening. Mm. Because I was going to say Scott Peterson, but that happened in 2004. So, but, the crime happened in 2004. Mm-hmm. Jennifer went to jail in 2006, and Skylar went to jail in 2008. They were arrested, but they, you know how
awaiting
it's never, they were awaiting trial and sentencing
trial.
Because even though they say you're entitled to a quick and speedy trial, that fucking rarely happens, especially in cases like this. So, on October 20th, DeLeon was convicted of three counts of first degree murder with special circumstances for financial gain and multiple victims. And on November 6th, 2008, the jury rendered a death verdict.
Okay, let me just a quick update. So there are currently 694 prisoners on California's death row, but no one has been executed since 2006.
Mm-hmm. But they're still putting people, like sentencing people.
It's not a policy decision on capital punishment.
Hmm. Yeah. If you were in Texas, you'd be dead already.
For sure.
On April 10th, 2009, DeLeon was sentenced to death by Judge Frank Faisal, and she is currently on death row in San Quentin. DeLeon's gender was officially changed to female in 2019.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, she's still on death row.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that special?
That looks like that's when the governor halted death row.
The death penalty.
The death penalty. So, and it was Gavin Newsom who's halting the state's death penalty. And this was reported March 13th of 2019.
Yeah.
So gender reassignment confirmed in 2019.
Gender on file changed to female.
Oh, did they switch to prison?
I don't know. You said San Quentin. Well, I think San Quentin has a women's.
The San Quentins have like a women's department or something.
I believe they have a women's section or side. Yeah, isn't that fucked up?
It's. I bought the boat. What are you even talking about? Look at all these documents, but no.
Mm hmm.
That's fucked up. That's real fucked up.
That's really, really fucked up.
You can't trust none of these motherfuckers out here. Fuck you.
I don't trust anybody.
If you get held hostage, don't give them what they want.
Well, I mean, they're going to kill you regardless.
Kill me then. You're not going to get it.
You're not going to get the boat.
Let me go. And maybe you'll get it. But fuck this shit. This is a shitty situation. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You want to slap me around? Call me Susie? That's fine. Susie. But once you get what you want, you're done with me.
Who is Susie?
Whoever. Who the fuck ever? Shut up, Susie!
What? I don't know her.
I don't know her. That's fucked up. Tell us something that makes us feel better. Tell me something good. Oh, we got a message from a listener who threw us a
party?
Yeah, a party.
We had a boat party?
Boat party. It was a topic. She's like, girls, I got one for you. Princess Susanna Caroline Matilda Vacon. Look up her story. It's crazy. That's not making us feel better, but I just wanted to give you a shout out, sister. So thank you. Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
Sarah Wilson. Okay.
So, we have lots of stuff that we need to get done for our Patreon, but we should check out that topic.
Oh, yeah, we'd have to time travel for this one.
Ooh, we love time traveling. You been watching anything exciting this week?
I haven't watched anything, actually. Well, okay, so I like trashy reality TV. Mm-hmm. I have been watching Mama June, Road to Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Mama June is a hot-ass mess. Like, I mean, she was always a hot-ass mess, but, like, she's gotten worse. It's crazy. She leaves her freaking 15-year-old daughter to go chase some dude. Like, you know, they're coming back from they went on Dancing with the Stars. They went on that, the Masked Singer, and lost. They lost. They were the first people eliminated because June's voice is trash. And then on their way back to Georgia, she freaking puts Alana, who's baby honey boo boo, she puts her in a Uber and just like, okay, you'll be fine, and goes off to chase some dude. It's really stupid. I was just like,
she puts her in an Uber.
Uh-huh. In an Uber. Or maybe it was a Lyft. She's 15 now, so at the time she was 15. She's 16 now, but still,
it does
like,
not matter.
Huh?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you take your child home?
Exactly. So, you know. That was the last episode that I saw, and I was just like, God damn it. Like, what the fuck? Like, who does that?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy thirsty asses. I mean, but she was, you know, well, she is. She's an addict, and that's the whole, you know,
behavior.
Mm-hmm. Because she was like, oh, I'm going to help my friend. He's, you know, he's in a crisis because he's an addict. It's just a whole hot-ass mess. So, yeah, if you want to, like, watch some shenanigans that is, like, not as terrible as what the story I just told, Go ahead and watch Mama June. Road to Redemption. Mm-hmm. She's not being redeemed. She's just getting herself into more hot-ass water. What about you? What are you watching?
Like I told you earlier, I started watching Basketball Wives because that...
Oh, you started watching? Oh, yeah.
That's my
guilty... Oh, yeah, I've been watching that, too.
Guilty pleasure. Like, I used to watch that shit at my desk at work. Okay. When I worked in corporate America, but... I'm enjoying seeing the girls back. They are still the same messy ass bitches. And Brandy got hella thick.
Yeah. COVID made everybody fat.
Hella thick. Big ass booties and breasticas. I'm just like, damn, these bitches is thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just drama. It's just my guilty pleasure. And I like to live vicariously through their drama. But they just have like next level jobs. Even though you have like more money, you're still spending all that fucking money and you're still struggling. And it's like, hey, if you cut back just a tiny bit or like lived a different lifestyle, you could be comfortable, but you're so accustomed to all this glitz and glam. And they look so shiny to me, like so much makeup. I've been watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta as well. And they are all like full face beat, you know, hair and makeup.
I think the only one that doesn't do that is Sheree.
Sheree was looking real oily lately. Have you been watching it?
I watched the first episode.
Well, the latest episode, Sheree got stood up in Philly waiting on Tyrone's punk ass who didn't show up for her, didn't answer the phone.
Tyrone's her boyfriend?
Her jail boo.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, I feel hella dumb out here. And she did. She looked real stupid. And he never showed up. And then he called her the next day. And he was just like, hey, what's going on? Not like, oh my God, I'm sorry I left you. Are you okay? Nothing. Like, what a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But I think she fucking realized that you don't deserve that boo-boo.
No.
And move on. But I just feel like maybe it's like the high-def television. I just feel like all their makeup is just like so apparent and just shiny. Shiny. And you can tell they're using the same makeup chick because all of their eyeliner, like all their eyeshadow and their eyes all look the same. Like, is what's really done. This is what's done. Uh-huh. The eye section with, like, the eyeshadows and the eyebrows. And this is what's done. I can just see it.
I'm not looking at them like that.
I do. I'd be paying attention to shit. I'm sorry. I'd be paying attention. But, other than that, I don't know what else I've been watching. I'm just really trying to focus on this real estate career and really... help some people sell houses, buy houses, and do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Do
all of that.
Do all the things. Do you have a thumbs up before we shut it down?
My thumbs up is...
Boats and Hoes.
Yeah, if you want to watch something with some boats and hoes, go ahead and watch Step Brothers. That shit's hilarious. I laugh every time I watch it. Especially when he rubs his balls on that damn drum set. I'm going to
teabag your drum set, Brennan.
Ah, that's amazing.
Boats and hoes.
That's my thumbs up is Step Brothers. Maybe I'll go watch it later. What's your thumbs
up? My thumbs up is my garden, bitches. I pulled out these onions. Like, I grew onions this season. Yes, it's like 8 onions, but I don't care. I don't have to buy them from the store.
Yeah, and how often, you're not using onions to the point where you're like, I need a billion onions.
Yeah, no. I mean, this will probably survive us for like 2 months or whatever.
Yeah, cool. That's good.
I'm very happy. My squashes are coming along. My watermelon's finally getting to a point where it's starting to put off runners. It's going to spread out and then hopefully put on some flowers and we get some melons.
Mm-hmm.
My peppers are popping. My tomatoes are getting after it. I fried some green tomatoes last night.
Oh, really?
It was too early for the tomatoes because they weren't too juicy, but they were still kind of big. But they tasted absolutely delicious. So I really didn't even fucking care. It was so good. So I've got like 6 tomato plants in front of my house. I've got basil, tarragon, oregano, parsley.
Ooh, tarragon.
Yeah, it's
I love the way tarragon smells.
Give you some. So I've got lots of it. My purple sticky punch is making me so happy. I'm like, I don't have to buy paraphernalia from anyone else. I'm saving lots of dollars. This is great. So I've got three more babies coming up in the backyard.
Mm.
So we'll see how that plays out. And I just want to be like a free human and grow or make what I try and consume. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Like, it's easier. Well, it's not, I don't know. Is it easier? It's only easier once you have it in your hands. Then yeah, it's easier.
It is, exactly. So I've got, like, my pepper plants coming up. I've got an eggplant. I planted my okra seeds. I got two sprouts that came up. So I'm just continuing. I planted some corn today. Oh. I'm just trying to keep it going. And then next weekend, we're celebrating Brittany's fifth birthday.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Madagascar-themed birthday party, and it's going to be fucking cracking.
Oh, she likes Madagascar?
She likes Alex the Lion.
Oh, okay.
And she likes to dance, so I think we're just going to play a lot of I Like to Move It, Move It.
I Like to Move It, Move It.
Pretty much. But other than that, hey, y'all, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. And we love yas. Again, if you aren't already, connect with us on social, Instagram, Book of Lies Podcast, Facebook, Book of Lies Podcast, Twitter, Book of Lies Pod, or visit our website, bookoflicepodcast.com. And I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bulb, bitches. It is the Bulb.